Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 492, Power Rangers Ninja Storm, episode 34, General Deception, part 2.
It aired October 4th, 2003, written by Ann Knapp and Doug Sloan, and directed by Wayne Rose. So, last time it was just written by Ann Austin. This time it's written by Ann Knapp and Doug Sloan. I don't know what happened. I don't know if she changed her name now because she's been both already this season. We talked about this last episode.
Yeah.
It's a weird. Someone let us know. Can someone let us know? Someone who knows this, can you let us know? So, Josh, we watched. Today is Wednesday, and we watched the episode on Monday, the last episode on Monday.
Yeah.
We recorded. I feel like we watched General Deception Part 1 3 weeks ago. Because gun to my head, I cannot tell you a single thing that happened in it.
Zurgane, in his Zord, steals Power Rangers sphere data and puts it on a disc.
He was Kazaing the Power Rangers.
Yes. Yeah, okay. He got Kazaa Light. Which I think version? Was the only Kazaa?
There was no Kazaa Heavy.
By the time we got to Kazaa, it was only a light version. Maybe right.
We got the pared down.
Yeah, it was just really bloated program before.
it was just all malware. All it was spyware. All right, well, so before we go watch the episode, I just want to talk about the trials and tribulations it took me to get to here today. So last night I lost power because of the hurricane. This is we're 4 weeks ahead. So you remember the hurricane from a month ago?
Oh, yeah. You're right next to the coast again.
I'm back close to where hurricanes can just mess stuff up. So it rained a lot and power blinked at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I was like, okay, let me turn. I was watching a Twitch streamer on my Mac Mini, which is what I use to record the podcast on. That's important. That'll come back up in a minute. Take notes for the test. So power goes off. 5-10 minutes later, it comes back. I turn my Mac Mini back on, and it does the boom that all Macs do that I find very satisfying. Mm-hmm. And then it's just a blank white screen, though. And there's no logo. There's no, loading bar. And I'm like, well, this is not ideal. I feel like this is probably bad. So I unplug it, try it again, nothing. Do that for, 20 minutes. I finally Google, Mac Mini not turning back on after a power outage. And it's here's the thing that might have happened. Do this and then try that. And I tried it and it didn't work. And I was like, okay, let me call. So I'm going to skip ahead a couple steps. I called a close Apple store. They basically just give me the number to Apple tech support. I end up calling them. I'm on the phone. I'm waiting for an hour, a Gregorian hour of my life listening to top 40 hits that I've never heard before in my life. Because Apple was like, hey, which kind of music do you want to listen to while you're on hold? And I'm like, press one for pop. And I was like, I don't care what the next thing is. I'm just going to hit pop music, whatever. I'm not going to listen to your dumb options.
It's all new pop, though. It's not the pop you like to listen to.
It's all new pop, but only pop that comes on Target test speakers.
Yeah, it just taps into the Walmart radio.
Yeah, it's just all I've never heard these songs before. And I was like, yeah, popular to probably a lot of other people, but not. It didn't make it all the way to my house. So I'm on the phone. I'm waiting for an hour. I'm desperately trying not to have a panic attack because I have 7 episodes of the Morphin Grid on here that I have not exported that we would have to re-record, which I never want to do in my life ever. the everything else, if we have to re-record it, it's like, yeah, whatever. We'll do it again. Morphin Grid is the magic happens once per episode, and it's hard to get it back. So I was like, okay, I finally get on the phone with Julian. By the way, we're usually not sponsored. This episode brought to you by Julian from Apple Tech Support. Big ups to my man Julian. Because he's like, all right, here's what we're going to try. Do this thing. Hold these buttons down. And he gave me, and it's the same buttons that the thing I Googled told me to do, but he had the actual information on how to make it work, and the thing did not. So he's like, all right. Do this button combination. Here's what I do. And then he's like, use your thumb to hold these down. So I'm holding down Alt and Command with my thumb, my right thumb, and then R with my pointer finger and P with my pinky. I'm full on Spider-Man right now. And he's like, then with your left hand, turn your Mac Mini back on, which is on the opposite side. So arms are crossed. I look like a wackadoo. So I hit the button and I'm like, do I hold the keys? Like, yeah, don't let go of the keys. I'm like, okay, that's what they didn't say on the Google I did. They're like, just press it and then hit the button and it should be fine. So basically it like power cycles my Mac twice. It's like boom, and then turns off, and it goes boom, and then turns off, and then turns back on, and goes boom, and he's like, all right, let go. So I let go, and then it works. And then I basically had to shut it down and turn it back on. He's like, if that happens, you're good. I'm like, cool, dope. Now I know a cool cheat code to make my Mac work in case it doesn't. Then at 8:30, the power goes out again, and I was like, cool, hopefully it doesn't do it again. As soon as the power comes back on, I'll do that. I don't know when the power came back on, but I woke up at 1:30 in the morning because I just went to bed at like 9:30 because I was like, well, my power's out. And also, and this is a fun rural New Hampshire fact, when the power goes out, all of the cell towers go out, so I couldn't even use LTE on my phone because they're out too. So I was like, well, I'm going to go to sleep. So I went to bed stupid early. I woke up at 4:30. It was terrible.
I went to bed around then.
Ridiculous, Josh. So this morning I'm like, cool, let me try the Mac. It does the same thing. I'm like, well, now I know this. Thanks to Julian again, big ups to my man Julian, I know the secret cheat code, so I do it again and it works, and I immediately bought a battery backup so it doesn't happen again and I don't have to have any more cool panic attacks in the middle of a day. Also, power going out just sucks. It just is the worst.
Yeah, it's awful.
If there's like daylight, I can like do something at least, but like it was night, it was, you know, 8 o'clock at night, it was dark. I was like, well, I'm just gonna go, I'm gonna lay down until I fall asleep, I guess. Then that was that. And that is how I got here today. Oh, and then because my thing shut off, my the camera wasn't working, so I had to basically unplug it and replug it in like 500 times to get my camera to work. So that's how we got here today.
And then when I jumped in the Hangout, you had to reset your microphone.
It reset my microphone to default. So it was like, hey, do you want your webcam to also be your microphone? And I'm like, no, thank you. And now I'm worried that maybe this is... Okay, no, that's still coming through regular mic. Good. I was like, well, hold on. Now I'm worried everything reset for no reason. Anyway, so... Do you want to go watch this episode now, I guess, now that we've done all this?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Ninja Storm Ranger form. And we're back, and we just watched General Deception Part 2, and nothing happened.
Well, that's not true. One thing happened.
One cool thing happened at the end.
I feel like the rest of it was just a Zor fight that I completely spaced out for. I know I was complaining about Zor fights before and how there's just like you get in the Zord, you kill him short, in one shot, and it's over.
Oh, you want a short one? You want long again, Josh? Here you go.
I don't necessarily want long ones either. I just want good ones.
That's the trick. The secret sauce is that you just want them to be good. Hey, JakeandJosh.com. That's the website. You can go there. You can listen to old episodes up through Lightspeed Rescue, but... there's also an RSS feed, and I don't know if this is like if there's a link on the website to the RSS feed yet or anything.
There's not. If you click, well, I don't have a link, but if I did have a link and you clicked it, it would just like download the RSS file. But I probably put on the archive site. I'll just type out what the URL is that you have to plug into your
right, and then not make it a link
to your podcatcher, and eventually I'll turn it into a feed that will just be in iTunes, but I think I'm gonna have to submit a new one.
You can't just replace the RSS link in FeedBurner for Classic One.
If I did that, it's gonna be limited to 500, which is fine for that, but once we start adding more to it, it's gonna cut off again.
Okay,
so if I just make it a new feed and just call it like Morphin Grid Archive.
Well, you can just change the name on the classic feed, right, to Morphin Grid Archive. Can you do that?
Yeah, but I don't want to run into the 500 problem in two seasons.
Oh, so you're just gonna. Oh, I see what you're saying. Just submit the straight thing into.
Yeah, if iTunes. I just if it's like, what's your feed? Instead of giving it the feed burner link, just give it the RSS
gotcha.
Link. It'll just populate from that, and everything should be there forever. So hopefully,
hopefully. Anyway, there's also that. It's our pinned tweet on the link is our pinned tweet on Twitter. So you can go check it out now if
it's
you want
just,
to know.
I can tell you what it is. It's heyjakeandjosh.com/morphingrid/archive.rss.
Heck yeah.
So plug it in and start listening. I'm working on updating numbers and stuff right now. Hopefully that'll be done. Will this episode be out still in August?
No.
Well, hopefully that'll be done by the time this comes out. I want that to be done by the end of this month. So.
Okay, I'm pretty sure this is early September. I haven't looked, but I think...
So it's gonna be a little weird because the first episode has like the proper numbering and the Power Rangers episode title and the full description, and none of the other episodes do, and it's going to be like that for a little while, and I'm sorry.
But still, all of our episodes are in one place, which is nice. You can email us, littleidiotsnotmorphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter, @MorphinGrid. We're on Cordoff Podcasts. We're on Google Play and Podknife, Podbay, PodbayB, and Podzord. Have we done Podzord?
Have we done Podza?
Podza.
Like, Kaza.
Come get a slice. Come
no,
get a
like,
slice
like
of Podza.
Like you pirate podcast, which is
oh,
fake.
Like
you can't do that.
Oh, I see.
Because they're free.
Well, no, they're not always free. See, basically, you go to Podzaw to like download premium podcasts, like on Stitcher Premium.
Podzaw
to, like,
is where you get all the Patreon exclusive episodes without being a patron.
Yeah, that people, I guess, probably do like just steal and put online. I don't imagine anyone does that for our shows, but
all your friends
that.
Are going to tell you Podwire is definitely way better, but it's just the same.
It's the same. It's just that one's a different shade of green. They're not even different color greens because Kazaa was green and LimeWire was green. And then
no,
there was
and all
Frost
the cumbersomes
Wire.
Are the same damn file still.
I just want to listen to 7 Mary 3. Who is 7 Mary 3? Besides Cumbersome, did they do another thing?
I mean, I'm sure they have
song.
At least one full album worth of songs
not,
that they made.
It's not important. If you want to leave us a rating and review, please don't pirate podcasts. That's dumb. I mean, look, you didn't hear this from me, but like, if you find the Stitcher Premium stuff and you want it, that like, go nuts, because I think Stitcher Premium is like a sham. But but like regular people podcasts, like, don't steal that. They're just regular.
Yeah.
They're just folks like you.
We're talking about us.
We're talking about us and like our friends
yeah.
and like other things like that. But like Stitcher Premium, that's dumb. Anyway, let me get off my soapbox. Doop, doop, doop. Speaking of supporting us and not stealing from us, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh is where you can support the show. And you get bonus episodes and early episodes and other stuff like that. I have not. We recorded a bonus episode in May, and it's sitting in my Dropbox unedited. I'll get it sooner or later, and then we'll hop back on that bonus episode train. You know how sometimes you got to move across the country, and like it's a whole thing. And you know, now that you're there, you're like, oh, what do I do? Well, my whole life, yeah. So like, it's a whole thing. It'll get up. It'll get done soon. It's like 20 minutes long. It'll take zero time to edit, but it'll be up soon. It's also a Pokemon episode, so maybe you're not even that interested in it if you're on the Morphin Grid. And yeah, that's all the places you can find us. Josh, it's a Friday episode. Do you want to see if we got any reviews?
Yeah. Nope. No new reviews.
Sweet. We do have 2 new patrons, though, speaking of new things. And Patreon, like we just were. First new patron is VKong329. Oh, I can hear that. That one's like in your,
yeah,
in
sorry,
your office.
The biggest truck in Kentucky just drove by my back ass road.
I've been to your house twice, and both times I was like, this can't be a road that people live on.
It's a highway, if you can believe it.
Your address is on a highway, and I'm like, this road is smaller than the roads in the trailer park I live in. Like, it's narrower than that.
Anyway, thank you, V. I'm just going to say V because I forgot the rest.
V Kong.
Thank you, V Kong.
And Robert H.
Thank you, Robert.
Those are all our new patrons. If you would like to help support the show too, you can jump over there. Thank you to all of our patrons. Every last one of you. We really appreciate it. You're great. I could check for emails, huh? Because I don't think this episode's going to take long to talk about.
Yeah, we always say that. And then it's always over an hour.
Well, look, I spent 10 minutes talking about my power outage.
That's true.
We do have an email. This email is from John. The subject line is, Morphin Grid is a blessed podcast. Maybe it's blessed, but I just read it as blessed, and I don't know why.
Hey, when the kids say something is based...
Hey, Josh, I don't know what the end of this question is going to be, but I have no clue.
Okay, the end of the question is, what is that?
No idea at all. Every time I see it, I'm like, is that good or bad? I think based is good.
It's like,
from context clues.
From context, it seems like they mean blessed, and I don't know why the kids can't just say what they mean.
I can't keep up with the kids anymore. I've crossed the prime meridian of my life, Josh, and the kids are another aliens now. They're an alien species, and I'm just trying to let them live their lives, but I don't know what they're talking about literally at all. Ever. I keep thinking, like, oh, maybe I'll get a TikTok so I can, like, you know, just look. Because, like, every, you know, there's a lot of cool TikToks, and there's people on TikTok that I'm like, I would like to follow your funny videos. But then I'm like, I feel like I would just find the weird corner, which is probably most of TikTok, like, immediately, and then just be like, well, I need to throw my phone into a garbage disposal. I can't deal with this anymore. So this email is from John.
Yeah, it's just a lot of weird, like, robotic dances. I don't get TikTok.
TikTok dances are stupid as hell because they all are the same two moves. They're like three moves that you just do in different orders. And like some people will do cool ones, but then most of the time it's just this stupid elbow move where you just put your elbows out. Like every single one has it. And once you see that, you can't unsee it. And
I think you just crashed TikTok. It's over.
Well, I mean, someone's trying to ban it for, you know, being mean to him, a president of the United States. Anyway, so back to the email. This is from John. So I listened to you guys for a while now, and I'll be honest, my eyes kind of glazed over the wrestling bits over the years. However, this all changed when I ran into
that's fair. Those bits are for us. Those more are than for anything. Us.
A lot of time we were talking about wrestling that it was exclusively in one building in Austin, Texas. So, like, don't worry. However, all this changed when I ran into an old childhood friend who's become a wrestler. Those shows were so much fun, and I understand the universe now. I love that I can support my friend's dream by booing aggressively at him. One of the best things in life is just yelling how much you hate someone while appreciating how good they are at being hated. I'm trying to think of any specific examples. Probably Matt Palmer might be the actual best. Oh, JoJo Bravo. Well, I guess Jay Sirius now. He's always JoJo Bravo right here. But,
right.
He's maybe the best in the world.
Bad name change.
It's
He's really good because he is essentially on paper a perfect baby face, and he can use that to trick you.
Yeah, he was a heel for a long time. Then he turned face. And we were like, yes, finally, we can cheer for JoJo Bravo again, even though he's Jay Sears, but it's spelled regular now, so that's good. But then he turned heel again, and I was like, you betrayed me in my heart, JoJo, how dare you?
And then he pretended to be face for like one night.
For like a night, and it was awesome, and they betrayed me again. He's so good at it.
JoJo Bravo betrayed the gamers.
Yeah. He ruined the year of Luigi. No, that was Randy Orton.
That was Randy Orton.
now I'm like... Oh, the year of Luigi was like 26 months long. Now I'm listening to the most recent episode, and Jake mentions fan cams. I think Josh mentioned fan cams, but then I explained what they were. And specifically Momo, and I got her photo card today when I picked up a Twice album at work. So thanks for that blessing. I got it twice because of Sequinox, actually, and I was hoping Jake had any recommendations for other groups to listen to. I do, actually. I listen to a fair amount of K-pop.
All right, hang on. Let me punch my time card. I'm going to be off the clock.
Yeah, Josh, you got to take a walk. You got to get a drink. All right, just real quick. First and foremost is Laboum, Laboum. They are great, and no one talks about them. They're wonderful. I love them so much. Block B is literally the best boy K-pop group there is. They're rowdy, rowdy boys, and I love them all. Who else is in Twice Sphere? ITZY is their like little sister group that's really good. G-Idol's really good. Red Velvet rules. I could talk about more people, but that I'll just stay there. I'll just leave it there for those ones. Those are some good places to start.
It's good to hear these spoken aloud for once.
So yeah, well look, when you look at G-Idol, there's like a lot of like symbols and parentheses and stuff, and you're like, you're like, it's just G-Idol. Also, Zico's new song Cartoon is like the best song of the year. It's extremely good. You'll all have to trust me on that unless you go listen to it. So
give AC/DC a try, you might like them.
You know, there I would say they are the opposite of Twice in a lot of ways.
That's probably very true.
But maybe you'll like them. I don't know. I'm not a huge fan. I think they're a good radio band, but I never want to listen to them. You know what I mean?
I have their whole discography on my phone. I listen to it a lot at work, actually.
I don't think I have any full discographies on my phone. My phone is like a barren wasteland for music and stuff right now. It's like Carly Rae Jepsen.
I need to... Look, AC/DC's going to stay, but I need to clean a lot of garbage out of there.
Yeah, I gotta...
There's a lot of stuff. It's like, I don't know this song. It's only here because the whole album's here.
Right.
And which, I don't need that.
You don't need that anymore. We've moved past that. Josh, you want to talk about this episode of Power Rangers?
Yeah.
Radical.
All right. See you guys next week.
So it's a fight, and then it's done?
It's a fight, and then I don't want to do actual spoilers. It's a fight, there's a death, and then it's over.
And then it's over. All right. We start off in the Zord fight, right where we left it. So the Rangers are all down. Everybody is like, they just got blasted. So Zurgain
got a blast.
Zurgain goes to kill the Wind Rangers, and Cam blocks it, and then like everybody gets up, and Cam has his thing has a new mode, because if you remember from last time, he's like, I'm making things for my Zord, and no one else's now that I have a Zord. And so he gets up, and he's in a different mode for like 1 second.
Yeah,
he did not transform into it.
He's got like a big star weapon. I don't know if he has he always had that.
He's normally like the star is normally the chest. I think he took the chest part off.
Yeah, the upgrade was you break it.
Was Nakey.
Oh, just like his Power Ranger form. He just takes his shirt off.
Yeah, exactly. So and Shane's like,
it's
hey,
like Kurt
you get
Angle
that?
Taking the straps down.
That's how you know it means business. So Shane's like, hey, where'd you get this new mode? And he's like, I'm in charge of upgrades. And they're like, oh, hey, yeah. And I was like, I would be extremely mad if you were like, I'm just going to do stuff for me now.
What'd you do for me?
Would you get it? We can use some new stuff because we're in a kind of a pickle. And he's like, no, I just gave me 6 new modes. And they're all dope. Can't wait to show you them. Zurgain goes to like hit Cam, and the Thunders are back up, and they like shoot him and block a shot. And they're like, all right. He's like knocked down, so they're like, cool, bring it together. So they summon that Firebird thing. I forgot what it was at first, but they mentioned it later, or else I would have been like, it's the new mini Zord. It makes 3 together instead of 1. And so they summon that, but here's the thing.
That's a weird thing this season, is that you need a small Zord to bring your big Zords together. And the whole point of Zords is that they go together.
They click together. Like, they're built from things that are already put together, but you need these little, like, adapters.
Yeah, you need a little guy to be like, let me plug this part in here. You need a dad to tell you how to put it together.
Oh, your cam locks are loose. Oh, okay, cool. Thanks. Thanks, mini Zord. So they're going to summon that, and when they do, Zurgain's like, ha, 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 and he starts downloading that, and then he dips as soon as he gets his compact disc out of there, and he jumps out of his Zord, and they blow the Zord up, and he's gone, and they're like, yeah, we did it, and Cam's like, I don't think we did it, even though it from the outside, if you're not watching the episode, it looks pretty much like you did it. because you don't know about the disc.
Right.
It just, this is like, they win the same way they win every fight, and Cam just is suspicious about this one.
Yeah, and then Dustin's like, well, even if he survived his Zord being destroyed, like, he's just Zurgane again.
It's just still Zurgane. That guy sucks. So, like,
but then Cam's like, that was too easy.
No.
But, like, you got your butt kicked for half an episode.
Do you remember, like, there was one time where Dustin by himself put on a knee pad and beat a monster in literally 5 seconds. Like, that was... that was it, and you didn't think that was too easy, but this was too easy when he knocked all of you down. I don't know, Cam. So he's like, all right, I'm gonna go back to the thing, you guys go back to camping, and Tori's like, I'm gonna go with you because I'm not camping. So we cut to Lothar's ship, and Zergane's like, I got this cool CD, and I downloaded from Kazaa all of their Zord powers, and he's like, that's amazing. What are you going to do with it? It's like,
what's it for?
How does it do anything for us? And he's like, well, I'm going to make another Zord, and I'm going to put this in there, and then I'll have all their Zord powers. And he's like, that's dope. You're my number one customer.
Remember, you're my number one customer.
Oh, no, I did. They hear this. Vexicus and Shimazu hear this. They're like, he said we were the number one customer. And Vexicus is like, no, this is good. Shimazu's like, this is bad because now he's going to have a thing. He's going to defeat the Rangers. We're not going to be able to do your plan of swoop in when Zurgane dies. And he's like, no, this is good, actually. Because Zurgane sucks and always fails no matter what.
This whole episode is Shimazu. Is that his name?
Shimazu, yeah.
Shimazu just being like, I don't know, I think Zurgane's going to do it. And Vexix being like, have you met him?
What's funny is he's like, no, Zurgane literally always, no matter how good he's doing, he always loses. And Shimazu's like, yeah, so do we. And he's like, dad, details. Don't worry about that.
We're not worried about semantics right now.
So while they are talking about their coup or whatever against Zurgane, Mara and Capri fall out of like a wall enclosure onto their faces.
Dude, this is so inconsequential that I forgot this happened.
It's nothing, because they're like, hey, were you spying? And the girl's like, no, we were cleaning the floors with our ears. And they're like, well, we think you're stupid, so yeah, probably. All right, bye. And that's it. That's all. Maybe next episode, because of what happens at the end, it'll come up, but I doubt it.
Maybe it's the way that they cut from Zurgane talking to Lothar to Shimazu and Zexivus.
Zexivus. Vexicus.
That's nobody. Vexicus. But I feel like they're in the room with Lothar. Like, Lothar's just like 10 feet down a hallway.
He's in like a conference room, and they are in the hallway outside the conference room. They are close enough to hear him say that Zurgane is his number one customer, and that's pretty close. Also, I do want to point out, this episode has two writers on it, and about 40% less things happen.
Yeah.
And I normally like Doug Sloan, but he's the variable here. Mm-hmm. So did he just come in and be like, no more Zord fights? Like, just, hey, I wrote all the Zord fights. And she's like, this is most of it. He's like, I'd fill in the rest with whatever you want. And she's like, all right, well, I'm going to do this thing about how maybe Mara and Capri are going to help. And he's like, no, you can keep the scene where we set it up, but we're not going to pay it off.
All they need to do is be like, hey, uncle.
I'm hoping next episode he's like, how could this have gone this way? And they'll be like, well, we did hear Vexicus and Shimazu explicitly planning to sabotage everything. So,
yeah. I mean, I guess that's a little bit on me, is that I never predict Power Rangers to set up something to happen in another episode.
Well, for a long time, they haven't done that.
Especially when we're in a part two of two of this episode.
Yeah. And also this season, I was thinking about this, is that this season has had so many multi-parters that, like, because at the end, they do set up, like, hey, things are going to be different because of the very end. I'm like, oh, that's weird. That's not going to be part three. You know? Like,
yeah.
We're just so used to that they're like, yeah, here's another, just whatever. And I'm like, okay, sure. So anyway, we cut back to Zurgane. He's in a different hangar on the spaceship. He's got a new cool Zord. It's his Hyper Zord. And it's very rad, and he's gonna use it to destroy everybody. You know how when they have their own Zords, what they say? Just that again. So we got to Cam, who's like, I can't figure out what's wrong. And since he's like, well, sometimes you need to look away from a problem. He's like, I've looked everywhere. I don't think there is a problem, but there's a problem.
But something just doesn't feel right because I need to be skeptical.
It's like, did you read the script? Like, that's the only, it's like if someone whispered him the script while he was sleeping. And he's like, I know something is going to happen. I just don't know how or why and have no evidence of it from our side. So we cut back. The boys are walking back to their camp. They're starving because they've been fighting a lot of monster today. And they're like, man, I can't wait to get a bunch of burgers in my maw. And then there's a whole thing about pickles. And Shane's like, don't worry, Blake, I did bring pickles. And he's like, hell yeah, pickles. And they go to, like, get back to their campsite. And it's trashed by, like, bears. And there are some ducks walking around in it. And so it looks like maybe bears trashed it. But I choose to believe it was just these couple ducks.
These ducks were like, hey, get out of our house.
This is our town. These woods is our territory. We're going to eat all your burgers and have your volleyball net all twisted.
I read it as the bad guys did it. But they definitely didn't, because they would have been like, yeah, we totally wrecked their burgers. Yeah. all their undies are on the ground.
I put their undies in the river. And I drank all their sodas. So they're like, this sucks, we need to like actually rough it. And Shane's like, we're ninjas, so we have special skills to use what's around us. So he throws everybody a Tupperware and he's like, no one comes back unless they have food. And like, yeah, right. So they leave to go, like, collect food from the woods, which I'm assuming they're all going to come back with berries, right? Because, like, unless, like...
What else do you get in the woods?
I mean, unless Hunter comes back with one of those ducks. So we got back to the ninja ops. Cam and Tori are talking, and Cam's like, I did a scan, and there's an energy reading of a replicator or something. And Tori's like, cool, what's that mean? He's like, it means bad. And she's like, okay. And then Zergain just pops up, and they're like, ah, I knew it. It's like, okay, you were right, but it doesn't matter. This is just an episode of Power Rangers. So they call the other Rangers. Everyone is in different parts of the woods, and they're like, yeah, I hate looking for food. We'll absolutely come fight monsters right now. Not even a question. What?
Why did they do this?
To separate them
so they can come back together immediately?
Yes, exactly. It's so... I feel like they were like, we don't want to put a lot of work into it, but we can't. We got to fill a lot of time. We have to put a whole episode here, and we really just want to do the end thing, the very last thing. It's all we want to do. So instead of just doing that at the end of a cool episode, we're gonna pad about 17 and a half minutes, it seems like, and then we'll do the thing at the end. Here's the thing the reason I assume they did it so that they like leave and then come back and leave. So it's not just literally one Zord fight the whole time, but it might as well be, because it's only like a minute that they're not in Zords.
When they come back this time, when they come to fight Hyper Zergain or whatever he was called, they just immediately are in the fully constructed Hurricane Megazord.
It's like the second part of the last fight.
So I don't know why they couldn't just be sad about their ruined camp together and be called at all at the same time.
That would have been much better, because then they would have been like, we can't worry about it now. We've got important stuff.
Yeah, because instead it's like, go find food, and none of this matters.
No. Dustin's like over a river, like with a bucket. Like, I guess he's going to try to catch fish with the bucket. We never get to see anything, because it's literally him going, dude, I'm coming. Like, that's it. That's all. So, okay. Also, Sally Martin said the word neighborhood, but she definitely, like, that's another word her accent cannot handle.
Her and Cam both were basically fully out of American accent.
Yeah. Cam's is a little better, because, like, his accent is, like, not as pronounced, I think. He slips, because I don't really notice it too often. But she's like, neighborhood, and I'm like, oh, you're not from America. So anyway, they get back in the Hurricane Megazord. They're attacking this new Hyperzord gain, and he's tanking all their hits. And then remember how I mentioned number one customer, and I was like, I wrote that down in my notes. It's like, here's a fun joke that I'm going to do. And then Zergain does the bad guy from Turbo Man fist shoot punch. Like, he throws his hand. And I was like, hey, wait, hold on a minute. So he does that at them, and that hurts him a lot, I guess. Then he pulls out a power sphere, and we cut back to Lothar and everybody, and every single person, like, except for Vexicus and Shimazu. So, like, Mara Capri, Lothar, Motodrone, and Chubo, they're all like, hell yeah, Zergain, you got a power sphere, this is dope. And Shimazu's like, this sucks ass, Vexicus, what's your plan? He's like, don't worry, my plan is good still. Because even though it looks like he's winning, I bet he won't, because it's an episode of Power Rangers. And it's not the second to last episode of the season or the Turbo finale when everyone loses. So I think they'll win.
Both Vexicus and Cam, I think, have the same script on tape that they listened to while they were sleeping.
Yeah, because they both just know what something's up.
Yeah.
So then we cut back to the fight. The sphere is... It's like a sword, but a pickaxe. It's got two big wingies on it that make it a pickaxe, but they call it a sword.
I don't... Why did you illegally download the Power Rangers powers if you don't use them?
Well, he downloaded them, but he got a corrupted copy because he was on LimeWire.
Okay, yeah, so he has this weird anchor sword, but the artist is listed as Ninja Storm Power Rangers, but that's not correct.
But it's not
that's wrong.
It is.
It's actually Zergain.
It's Ali and AG.
Because he uses a sword, which I guess he did steal the like sword sphere data, but he also stole a couple other spheres and like
he stole like a star and a bumblebee yo-yo and
when he filled the disc, it was with like their forming the Hurricane Megazord. And he's like, I'm gonna take that data too, but he has nothing to connect to.
No, I think it just made him stronger nebulously. Yeah. That's it. Then he's like, I'm going to beat you up. He does like a straight up full moon slash from last season. There's like a moon behind him and there's a whole thing. And it kills the Power Rangers basically, or knocks him down. He goes up to like, they're like, oh, everything's this is going very bad. And he goes to kill them. And we cut to commercial. And when we come back from commercial, Cam whips out his guitar and he's like, don't worry, I got this. And the mammoth comes up. So he blasts the mammoth instead, and then that dies. It just shuts down.
Yeah, that shuts down, and then the other Rangers are like, oh man, he immobilized it. And then they punch him in the gut.
But then he just, he like backs up a little bit. And last time, the finisher of the Hurricane Megazords, he shoots it. Tornado out of his chest at you, basically.
Yeah, the star, I think, spins like a big fan, and it makes a hurricane.
It makes a hurricane come out. And so
they
do that.
A very pointed hurricane.
Yeah. And so they do that again this time. He's like, it won't work twice. And he just bats it right back at them, and it hits them so hard that, like, they explode, and, like, their power, everything's basically destroyed.
Maybe he put all of that data into this weapon.
Yeah.
And so he, like, compiled it all and made one weapon. Because he also, I think, took a... like read the tornado attack.
I think so.
So if you put that into the weapon to like counter it, maybe.
Maybe. So it's got a lot of stuff going on.
So yeah, they like blow up and they're in the sparking cockpit and they're like, oh no, we're dead. And Sensei's like, hey, leave.
The chillest voice, he's like, Rangers, you should go. And use the fire thing,
says,
the Firebird, to cloak your escape.
Yeah, he's like, come back to Ninja Ops. He says it like he has a plan.
But instead, he
just means, get out of there or he'll kill you.
Yeah, instead he means, your sword's on fire and you shouldn't be in there.
And he says, use the Firebird to cloak your escape. And so the Firebird comes in and like carpet bombs the Megazords with smoke bombs so they can ninja vanish.
Yeah, it's ninja smoke bomb, they vanish like they're Naruto's. And then it does the same thing over the mammoth, and Zergain's like, ah, heck. Well, I'm just gonna keep rampaging.
Yeah, he's like, hey, the Power Rangers are gone. I guess I'll wreck the city.
And then he summons the sword again? Because I guess they were running real low on time. He had it in his hand a second ago.
Yeah, he put it away so we could call it back.
So he calls it again. We cut back to Ninja Ops. They're all huddled around the computer, and they're like, oh, this is bad. And then Sensei jumps off of Dustin's head, and Dustin's like, oh. Doesn't say anything about it because I guess he's used to it, which seems troublesome to me. But Shane's like, he's using our powers to destroy the city. We can't let him. We gotta go. And Cam's like, the Zords are wrecked. Like, I'm gonna need a minute to like do whatever nanobot, because he doesn't have like a wrench. He's not like fixing them with like a wrench there. Something fixes it for him. He just has to type hard enough. I'm not sure of the mechanics entirely, but they're like, what are we going to do? And since he's like, well, do you have other things? And they're like, yeah, we got hang gliders and motorcycles. Let's go.
Yeah. And since he's like, those will do great.
He's like, by yourselves, you probably die, but all together, maybe you can beat the Zord. And none of them are like, hey, I doubt that, because it just kicked our whole Megazord's ass, and a hang glider is not as cool as a giant robot lion, no matter how you slice it.
So they hang glide in and get shot down.
Yeah, and they get knocked down. He jumps out.
Do they even use the cycles?
Yeah, so in the footage, in Hurricaneer, they don't have motorcycles, only the Thunder Rangers do.
Okay, that's
so
right.
They're on the cycles. I don't know if they do anything, because like,
I think they just show up, because then Zergane leaves the Zord to fight them.
He like, and he like does his own little ninja jump between them and hit him, like the little like wah 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 kind of slash.
And when he jumps out of the Zord, it cuts back up to Lothar and crew, and they're all like, "No, you idiot!"
He's like, "Don't
just step on him."
It is one of my favorite things about Lothar is when like he knows about Power Rangers, but not in like a snarky way, not in like a look at the camera and wink kind of way.
It's a fine line that he definitely does not walk carefully.
Yeah, sometimes he's on the wrong side of it, but when he's not, it's very well done. And he's like, because he's basically like, don't you learn anything about the, you never get out. And then Shimazu's like, okay, maybe you're right. And he says, yes, my plan, which is nothing, is to stand around and do nothing. Uh-huh. So then we cut back to the fight. Zergane is winning handily. I guess he also downloaded some stuff into him. Now he's got Cumbersome by Seven Mary 3 in his heart. And so he can fight the Power Rangers pretty good.
I was thinking about his swords and how they're sheathed into his shoulders.
That's pretty dope.
That's really dope, but like... It's really hard to get your other arm out enough to properly insert and like take out the sword.
Especially when he has these big like shoulders.
You could awkwardly
like
reach up to the same shoulder and pull it out that way.
Maybe.
But you gotta do a weird like puck.
Like a shrug. Like you gotta like look
your chest
like
out and be like, hang on. I almost got it.
I gotta get my swords. Someone give me a hand. So Cam starts running out, and he's like, I'm on my way with backup. And I was like, oh, hell yeah, Cyber Cam is coming. Clam's going to kick some ass. Because I'm editing an episode where Clam just shows up out of nowhere. I think the last episode I edited, Clam just shows up out of nowhere. It's the first part of the Chains Karma, where he just shows up to fight Jubo and Zergane and like kicks their asses. And I was like, hell yeah, let's get some more Clam in the field. That's what I want. But no, it's the Zords. He fixed the Zords. He typed hard enough. The Zords are all better now. So they come in. They get their Megazords. Shimazu and Vexicus appears, and Shimazu's like, shouldn't we be fighting? Shouldn't we be helping him fight the Power Rangers? And Vexicus is like, no, just wait, because he's read the whole script.
And also, I think this is the only time Vexicus makes a little sense. It's either now or it's going to happen a little later.
I think it's now, if it is what I'm thinking.
He tells Shimazu, he's like, no, we'll just watch. One of our enemies is going to kill the other one, and then we'll kill the survivor.
Yeah, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
But getting here took a long time. It's a long walk for a short drink of water.
Like you could have just said, like, we'll let him, like, really buff up, really wear the Power Rangers down. And then they will be John Cena after an Elimination Chamber. We'll be Edge with the Money in the Bank.
We'll have the briefcase, and we'll change the rules of the Money in the Bank forever. So they are fighting more. Cam shows up. They merge into the Hurricane thing. They take one hit, like they get hit one time, and they're like, call the Mammoth. Call the Mammoth right away. We don't want to get hit again. Call the Mammoth. So call the Mammoth. He shoots the Mammoth again. He's like, I will immobilize it one more time, exactly the same way I did last time. And he goes to, and the Mammoth is just mad instead, and it walks right through the blast. And I was like, what'd you do, Shane? What'd you do, Cam?
I don't get it. He just recovered them. He never said, like, I'm upgrading them or, like,
no,
adding new features. He's just like, they're ready to battle again.
Got him. They're better now.
So it doesn't make sense that the same stuff doesn't work now, except for that they need to win.
The only thing what I thought was going to happen is Zergaine jumps out of the Megazord and Lothar's like, never leave the Megazord. I thought Vexekiss or Shemazi was going to jump into the Megazord and like sabotage.
Oh.
So when he went to like use it.
Boy, what a better episode this would have been.
Because at one point he's like, as long as I have my cool Kazaa power disc, because he has his own little power disc, he puts in, he locks and drops. And he's like, yeah, I will win no matter what. I thought they were going to like pop in, steal it while he was out of the Megazord and dip. But no, they just are like, hold on. One of them will hurt the other one enough and we can finish off someone. Whoever. We'll be able to finish somebody off. I don't know why it doesn't work. But then they get on the Mammoth. And when they do this, Vexekiss is like, there it is. Zergaine's going to lose. And he turns around, does a cool guy walk away into doves like he's in a John Woo movie.
Yeah, what was that?
It was rad is what it was. Because like the birds fly away and Shimazu's like, holy crap, that's awesome.
It would have been cooler if he did something and then walked away.
His whole thing this episode was being like, hold on. And then he's like, there it is.
Someone else is going to do the work.
And I'll get the cool shot.
Yeah. And then I'm going to walk into the doves. It's going to be awesome.
And Shimazu
fangirls over it. It's like, yes.
it was pretty awesome. So then the Rangers pull out every single power sphere they have, every single weapon they've ever used, including some that I don't think we've ever seen. There's one that's like a spider, like a grabby hand that I think was a spider. Not sure if we ever saw that before or not. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
They put them all on and they nuke him. It's just like, it's too many blasts and he dies. And then Zergaine gets out, but
yeah, as the Zord is blowing up, you can like very faintly see him flying out of it.
But he's like knocked out of it and he's like, I need to escape. Not like, good, I'm out. So he is like in a bad way.
I think he just got blasted out of it by the explosion.
You're probably right. There were a lot of explosions. There's a lot of laser beams that just hit him. So we cut back to Tori and Cam, and they pull up to the campsite in Tori's van, and she's like, I can't believe they wanted to go camping. I just want to go to sleep. Cam's like, yeah, me too, but I didn't want them to think I was lame. She's like, yeah, me either. And it was kind of cute, and I was like, oh, these two have really good chemistry.
Yeah.
I feel like that could have gone somewhere more than her and Blake, but...
Which is nothing again.
Like, we don't... like, even last episode when they were like, yeah, we're going camping. When she's, like, making fun of them and, like, kind of smack-talking them about it, there's no playful banter between her and Blake. It's just exactly the same across the board and, like...
Yeah.
Okay, but then like every time she's with Cam, I'm like, this is flirting. Like, this is like flirty energy, no matter what. Anyway, so they walk up and all the boys are asleep in their chairs. I guess they didn't go get food. They're just like, we're gonna sleep, we're gonna tell Tori to come pick us up, and we're gonna take a nap in our chairs. And then that's it for the Power Rangers, because we cut from there to a quarry where a battle-damaged, smoking Zergaine is stumbling through the quarry, basically begging for the Power Rangers to stop kicking his ass. He's like, when will it end? When will they stop kicking my ass so hard? And then Vexekiss and Shimazu appear, and they're like, now's the time. So Vex does like a jump thing, and he like fades in. He's like, Zergaine, you did pretty good today. And Zergaine's like, yeah, we should team up. You're all already on the same side. You're all kind of teamed up already, you know?
Yeah.
This is why bad guys always lose.
Because they're dumb.
Because they can't just be like, hey, well, there's five of them. What if we don't just send one thing to hit them every time? And we, like, send a bunch.
I mean, that's kind of the theme of Power Rangers overall, right?
Yeah. I mean, the Wild Wipeout episode, like the villain in that episode, when the villains who are now good guys in that other dimension, they team up at the end and they win. Like, it's just teamwork is better.
Yeah,
And I mean, bad guys just don't get that.
It's even with the Psycho Rangers, when the five of them are working together, yeah, like, it's shot for shot, it's even, but as soon as they start going for themselves is when they all get defeated.
Yeah, so it's when they get beat up, when Red's like, I want to, or I forget, I think it was like the Blue Rangers, like, I just super want to kill the blue one. They're like, we got to kill all the Rangers, you know, and it's like, no, I'm just going to do my own thing, kill the blue one, and then, well, RIP in peace, blue. So he's like, we should join forces, and Vexius is like, not in this lifetime, and then blasts him, and then he like kind of blocks it and goes to attack, which is pretty cool of Zurgane. Like, I think like him like still standing after that is pretty dope.
Yeah,
but he has just been blasted by 1 million lightning blasts from a mammoth, from a robot on a robot mammoth, like riding it into battle like an old timey caveman Viking. So he's pretty bad, and then Vexicus just cuts him in half with a fan.
Well, here's the thing. Before, when Vexicus shoots Zurgane, he breaks Zurgane's swords.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
And one of the blades lands between them. And so when he first charges at Zurgane, he picks Zurgane's own broken blade up and slashes him with it.
Oh, that's pretty dope.
And then he like tosses that away and kills him with his fan blade.
It's like a fan. He closes it like he's katana and yeah. Cuts him in half.
Does it hurt?
And then he does his second cool guy walk away of the episode, because he's like, you're dead now, Zurgane. And turns around, there's an explosion behind him. Zurgane blows up extremely big.
He deserves this one.
Yeah.
Because this is like really, really cool. Especially like using his own broken sword to like batter him down before you kill him with your own weapon. It's just like, man, I'm excited to see Vexicus be cool.
Yeah, because like,
I hope he stays cool.
Vexicus is pretty rad, but like so far he hasn't done a ton. Like he was cool in his premiere episode because he was like a third party, but then he joined forces with Lothar, and he hasn't really done anything since except have a manta ray guy that could put Tori in a different universe for like a day, you know. But that's the end of the episode.
Yeah.
You started, so I get to pick the first best. It's Vexicus killing Zurgane.
Easy.
The coolest part of the episode.
The last minute of the episode is the best part.
Yeah.
You almost can skip the rest.
Pretty much. The worst is them constantly leaving the Megazord and coming back and leaving the Megazord and coming back to the fight, just so the fight isn't a 15 or like a nearly 20 minute fight. It's like 15 minutes spread over 20 minutes.
I'm going to go broader with my worst and say it's just all the padding. It's the Mara and Capri. Fair. It's the let's split up and look for food so we can come back together in 10 seconds.
Literally. Like
And then Vexicus beats the Rangers up, puts his sword away and takes it right back out. And there's just a lot of little stuff that's just there to eat time.
Yeah.
When it could, like, I don't know, cooler stuff could have happened.
Even like, and last episode I was like, I remembered this while I was watching it, because like literally when we start, I could not remember anything about the last episode. I feel like I watched it so long ago. But I was like, oh right, the camping stuff, I just want to see the like that episode, like I just want that. And like they could have done so much more. They could have done more with Tori and Cam like doing something at Ninja Ops.
Yeah, there's, I mean, other than her being written to not like the style of camping that the boys do, there's no reason for her and Cam not to be camping.
Yeah, like, she just doesn't want to, and
they
Cam
have a
has,
mobile
like,
command center. I don't know if you remember, they have a big semi-truck that Cam can do all his work in.
Right? They just pull that up, and, like, honestly, it'd be about the same amount of camping as what they did. But yeah, I think I'm going to agree with you on all the padding. Like, I will broaden mine up, too, because it is, especially the Mara and Capri stuff, because it does not come back.
It's nothing.
So
yeah,
unless it's for
really
next episode, when they're like, hey, Zurgane died, and they're like, yeah, because Vexicus was plotting something. Unless that's a thing, then, like, it was for no reason.
Yeah, I just want Mara and Capri to be badasses instead they're dummies.
Yeah, it sucks.
And they can be both, but they're not. They're never both at the same time.
No.
And I think their character is supposed to be both at the same time.
They set it up that way, but then they refuse to pay it off that way. MVP, I don't know who. I want to say Vexicus, but he did kind of suck all episode until the end. But like, so did everybody.
Yeah. He at least got cool at the end. So I think if there is an MVP, it has to be Vexicus.
I think it's got to be Vexicus, because that end fight, and like honestly, the John Woo dove moment, that was choice. That was extremely good, even though it was not warranted at all. It was stupid good. Now we got to rank it.
And I'm still thinking low.
We didn't tentatively rank last one because my internet was being weird and it would not load the app. So we don't have like a, where do you think this should go? I think this episode definitely dragged down wherever.
Yeah, and I don't think that was very high to begin with.
Yeah.
Like I'm looking at Return of Thunder right now.
Yeah, I feel like if anything, it'll go above it. I don't think it's worse than Return of Thunder because the last at least episode and a half was like, don't worry about the other parts. That was a lie. What happened?
All right. What about Good Will Hunter?
That episode had Mara and Capri afraid of a child who did a white belt karate stance.
All right. So this is maybe a little better than that.
So maybe a one above that, but I don't think it's as good as Sensei Switcheroo.
Okay.
Because that at least had the cool continuity of when Sensei is in one of their bodies, his hands behind his back, and he's chiller.
So we're saying you jumped over Double-Edged Blake.
I don't remember Double-Edged Blake at all. That's like two episodes ago.
That's when he got his cool new weapon that he never uses.
Oh, right, with Leanne, who rules and we'll never see again. I think probably, yeah.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I don't think it's better than Sensei Switcheroo.
All right, so coming in at number 17... General Deception, the two-parter.
I still don't really think there was any... I mean, I guess there was a little bit of deception right at the end when Vexicus was like, good job, I will kill you now.
Yeah, like, that's... I think the General's deception is... Zergane basically kiting the Power Rangers into attacking him so he can copy their powers. I think as much deception... Because Vexicus is like, we're gonna do something... But his plan is, we're just going to see what happens, and then kind of, I'll figure it out from there. So, like, because in the end, the Power Rangers beat him, and he's like, we'll kill whoever wins, because they'll be tired. But he doesn't even try to kill the Power Rangers, he just goes right to finishing off Zergane.
That's true, he doesn't kill the winner, he kills the loser.
So, okay. The next episode, oh boy, I can't wait to find out what this is about. Next episode is called A Gem of a Day. Part of me hopes it's just like a cool, chill day off that's really nice for everyone.
Does this season end on a two or three parter?
Two-parter.
Okay, so we're done with extra episodes, basically.
There are two one-off episodes and then the finale.
Man, we are close.
We are very close, and I'm kind of sad because, like,
yeah, a
little
bit.
Ninja Storm, but I feel like they missed a chance of doing a lot of season one style one-offs that would have been really fun.
Yeah.
Alas.
Yeah, Ninja Storm is pretty good, and we're near the end, and I know we're going to talk about our whole overall thoughts on the season, but it's pretty good so far. I just feel like it's a lot of missed opportunity, too.
I think so, and I don't know how fair that is for us to be like, you didn't do things we wanted, but at the same time, it's... They had such a good cast that they could have done some really fun, like, not as important stuff. But, like, the farther in the season they got, there was like, here's another two-parter. And I'm like, okay, do we need two parts for Shane to get a muscle butt suit? I don't think so. One of those parts could have been anything else.
Did the Thunder Rangers need to show up in the second episode?
In
Maybe
episode
not.
Two? Did they need a four-parter? Exclusively not. anyway, so next episode, we'll see you on Monday. For a gem of a day, but until then,
may the power protect you.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Let's truck through this episode. Nothing happened at all.